But the costs of adoption were still beyond what she and her husband could manage. They had to ask for help, and even harder, they had to receive. This is a quote from her blog during that time when her family walked their own unimaginable hard. I long for the day when all four of our children live under the same roof, when our life is dull again, and we can be the givers instead of the receivers. It is so humbling to continually be on the receiving end of selfless love, encouragement, prayers, donations. I feel so unworthy. Sometimes I say to Jesus, I'm humbled enough, right? Can I be done now? I think the answer is no. I'm humbled enough, right? Can I be done now? I love the authenticity in this, because it truly is easier to give than to receive. But in the same way that Kara's community has been shaped by her graceful receiving, Shelley's has too. The people who surrounded her during the time of painfully waiting for her son to come home are now invested in her family and in him. That community wouldn't exist had there not been a need and acceptance of others meeting that need. Receiving is hard work, but what gracious receivers these friends have become. Recently, a friend offered to bring us a meal. I'd spent the night in the hospital with Kara, and I was weary. I thanked my friend, but refused her help. I didn't know how to accept it. All I could think was that I wasn't the one suffering. Getting little sleep for a night was nothing compared to Kara's battle. I had no reason to complain, no reason to accept help. I went to work that day, then headed home for an evening of getting the kids fed and ready for bed. We had no food prepared, and I ended up having to purchase something. I thought of my friend's offer and knew I should have accepted it. She's from a different circle than my Kara circle, and she wanted to show up for me while I was showing up for someone else. But I didn't let her, while Kara did let me. I wasn't playing fair. It didn't matter that I didn't feel worthy of my friend's help or that my need wasn't as great as Kara's. What matters is that giving and receiving are building blocks of community, and I refused to let that happen. Before getting sick, Kara loved being the one leading young women, mentoring and asking the questions. But when life threw unexpected things her way, the teacher had to become the student too. She realized the way to stay in community was to let others help her. She is willing to let us in, even into the things she wants to cling to. Children's clothes being sorted, meals cooked, laundry folded, and most likely put away in the wrong drawers. She lets us in. Can you imagine, as a mom, giving up so many of those things that make you feel like a mother? When a friend's mother was battling terminal breast cancer a few years ago, there was a stretch of time when her mom was in hospice care, and the family wanted to be with her daily. They had to accept all sorts of help. My friend said she struggled at first with accepting, especially since a lot of the help came from outside of her group of friends and from her parents' circles instead. Her mother spoke into her struggle.